Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
So we were held down for the Steelers and Ravens, for the Buccaneers and Panthers as well. Maybe not necessarily for the Bucs, because you got the added twist to that NFC South race of the Falcons having an impact. What's it like when you're playing every single game with everything on the line and you haven't even reached the playoffs yet, but your team does get hot and you do go on a run like some of those other teams we've talked about throughout the day? The Bears, who all of a sudden I feel really good about for some reason. We'll talk to two-time Super Bowl champion offensive lineman Trey Essex in just a couple of moments here on You Better You Bet. Chris Mack in for Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports, presented by BetMGM and BetMGM account holders. Going to receive a college football playoff odds boost token today. Go get it. Use it. Add a wager made up entirely of CFP bets to your bet slip and activate the token. You're going to score extra winnings if your wager that was made with that token wins, all inside your BetMGM app. I've been telling you, 9.5. That Miami's catching, my opinion, too much. I think if Carson Beck manages the game from the quarterback position, Miami's in a good position to not just scare Ohio State, but maybe pull off what would be a stunning upset. I think Ole Miss is in position to maybe upset Georgia tomorrow night. Not quite as confident in Bama to upset Indiana. I think Texas Tech is dogs. I mean, come on. That's come down inside of 3 points most places. So a good chance that if you like Oregon, you don't have to lay a lot. If you like Texas Tech, you're still getting a decent number. Go check everything out inside the BetMGM app and use that token to get yourself a bigger payout once it's activated. In just a moment, we'll have Trey Essex here to talk about the do or die, win or go home nature of the NFL stretch run and the playoffs. Coming up in 20 minutes, I think we've arrived at a quarterback crisis in the NFL, and it's not going to get better anytime soon. I'll explain and let you hear exactly what someone who would know all about that dynamic thinks of it, like I said, in 20 minutes. But happy to be joined by former Pittsburgh Steeler, two-time Super Bowl champion, Northwestern alum. Oh, somebody's fired up about Chip Kelly, I bet. And co-host of Snap Count with former Lions and Steelers quarterback Charlie Batch. Trey Essex with us here on You Better You Bet this morning. Morning, Trey. How are you?
Fantastic, Chris. Happy New Year. How you doing?
Happy New Year to you as well, my friend. I'm doing fantastic. I wanted to start with that dynamic. You were a part of a Steelers team that had to win every game down the stretch, had to skate into the playoffs as a wild card, and then win every game on the road, right? And you did it. You pulled it off. The last team to win the Super Bowl as a wild card was that Pittsburgh Steelers team you were a part of years ago. Just how difficult is it, or does it help heighten absolutely everything you're doing and make it feel like as the momentum rolls downhill, you're almost destined to win these games?
I feel like it's twofold. Now, granted, I was a rookie, so I was just doing whatever I was told to do. Coming from Northwestern, where my best year was 6-7, I was just happy to be a part of a team that was winning. But that last stretch when we were 7-5, and I actually was part of that because I started at left tackle. Marvell Smith went down for a few games, so I was at the beginning of that winning streak. We understood that we had no room for error. It kind of makes you kind of singularly focus. Everything becomes clear because you know exactly what you have to do. There's no wiggle room. There's no gray area. You know exactly what you have to do. You know you have to win every single week. And it kind of clears things up for you, and you come into the building with a renewed focus each and every week, knowing, especially with this team, especially since we had Jerome Bettis and we wanted to send him home, we wanted to make sure that we did it the right way. So it was easy in a way because you knew exactly what we had to do, but it was kind of nerve-wracking because you knew a mistake here, a mistake there could cost you the game and then could cost your team the playoffs.
Do you see a team on either side of this year's playoff field right now, Trey, that gives you the feel that they're getting hot at the right time and could parlay that from a wild card spot all the way to a Super Bowl appearance?
A team that looks very similar to how we did in 2005 is the Houston Texans, and they look scary right now. They have a young coach that's fired up, that seems to be having these guys in the right position every single time. They have a defense that's just out of this world, that's just shutting folks down. And then C.J. Stroud seems to have found his mojo again. And when you got a guy like that, and they have weapons and Nico Collins and the Jaden Higgins kid is coming on real fast, and they got Woody Marks is coming on real fast, and that O-line has improved a lot. Houston scares me, and I think they're a team that is destined to make a run here pretty soon.
You talk about C.J. Stroud. You know, this is a guy who came into the league, Trey, and immediately everyone was like, this is that dude. And he's gone through some ups and downs since then. And we're going to hear, we heard it at the beginning of the show, I'm going to play it again in about 20 minutes, a comment Troy Aikman had to say on Monday Night Countdown earlier this week about how organizations have failed young quarterbacks more than young quarterbacks have failed organizations that spent draft capital, high draft capital on them over the last few years. C.J. Stroud, in my opinion, is a great example of a guy who, yes, he came on strong right out of the box, but has also, you know, weathered some storms. And I don't see that same patience in NFL organizations these days. Do you see opportunities for quarterbacks to continue to grow as they ply their trade and grow up in the NFL? Or have we reached a point where NFL organizations just don't have the time for that anymore? And if you can't go from right from the start, then you're just out of luck.
Yeah, I think everything is cyclical. I do agree with Troy. These organizations have failed quarterbacks more so than quarterbacks have failed organizations. And it's the nature of the business now. Everybody wants to win now. What have you done for me lately? And coaches are nervous about their jobs. GMs are doing everything they can to keep their jobs, and everybody feels like they're on this three-year lease, and they have to get a quarterback going in that time frame. And so it's tough. I think teams are, because of that, relying more on the run game. You see the run game picking up much more and people going back to a power type offenses. You see fullbacks being implemented more in offenses. And I think that's all because people aren't taking the time to develop the quarterback position like they should be. And they're not, they don't have the patience. You see what's happening in Indianapolis and their quarterback carousel and Anthony Richardson, who they thought had the potential to be somebody, even though he hadn't really proved it in college. They didn't have the patience to develop him, even though he was a project and drafted in the top 10. So it does give you a sense of panic at the quarterback position, because that is what the NFL prides themselves on. That's what they highlight when they, you know, when they promote the NFL, is the quarterback position. And they're just having a tough time developing these quarterbacks. And it's because the coaching is not there consistently enough. And even when you look at C.J. Stroud, he went through his trials and tribulations, but I think he lost his OC in his second year. He had his OC. I forgot his name, but he was there his rookie year. He lost in the second year, and you saw the he lost him. And then he got him back in the third year. It took him a while to get going, but now you see that he's finally hit his stride and that Houston is responding accordingly.
Two-time Super Bowl champion offensive lineman, Northwestern alum, and host of the Snap Count podcast with Charlie Batch, Trey Essex with us here on You Better You Bet. Chris Mack in for Nick Costos today here on Westwood One Sports. I made the argument earlier, Trey, that I think the Trayvon Diggs release by the Dallas Cowboys is a great example of how you can be the best play caller in the world, the best OC or DC. It really is a leap to becoming a head coach who can also learn how to deal with the idiosyncrasies of different personalities and learn how to manage men. I think there are some coaches out there who have jumped out in that regard. You know, Ben Johnson in Chicago, I think, is a great example how he's managed Caleb Williams since taking over the Bears role. But just, can you feel that in the room, I guess, when you're a player? Can you feel whether a coach is actually able to relate to you as men and players and handle that side as well as they may handle the schematic X's and O's side?
Most definitely. You know right away when a coach isn't comfortable in his own skin leading men. And so the first thing that you see as a player and your head coach is, does he demand respect? Is he consistent? Is he persistent in who he is and the message that he's delivering to you? And you feel it right away if it's not. And if he waffles and if he goes with the flow of things as opposed to having a direct plan that he wants everybody to follow. And so Coach Tomlin, I've had two of them, and Coach Kyler and Coach Tomlin, that knew exactly how they wanted the team to look, where they wanted the team to go, and how they wanted to manage the pieces around it to reach the goal together. And you go into a room and you have a coach like that that demands that type of respect, it's easy to fall in line and follow that guy. And that's also been an issue in the NFL. There's not a lot of leaders of men in the NFL. You got these coaches that are bright minds, that know how to call plays, know the X's and O's of things, but do they know personalities? Can they mesh these different personalities from different socioeconomic backgrounds and different just histories and whatnot, and bring them all together, singularly focused to accomplish a goal? And oftentimes you don't see that happening.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You mentioned Mike Tomlin. You played for him. There is a lot of chatter in Pittsburgh, as there has been over the last month, really, over the last few years. Steelers fans have a very high standard. They want to see contention for Super Bowl titles. Would you be shocked? Now, the Steelers are never going to fire Mike Tomlin. You and I both know that. I think most people that know anything about the Pittsburgh Steelers know that when Mike Tomlin goes out, it will be his decision. Would you be surprised if a loss Sunday night pushed Coach Tomlin to make that decision on his own and say, you know what, maybe it is time for a fresh start somewhere else?
No, I wouldn't be surprised at all. It's kind of, I think, trending in that direction. I think it's starting to wear on him, the pressure, not the pressure per se, but just he hears the noise. And honestly, he has to look at his own resume the last 5 years and take a look in the mirror and see that he's not getting this team over the hump anymore. If they lose, if that's the case, hopefully it's not the case. Obviously, I'm still rooting for my team, and I hope they pull this out. It's going to be a heck of a game. I'm already nervous, Chris, about it already. It's all, only Wednesday. But, I could see him and Mr. Rooney coming to a mutual agreement that maybe it's best to go our separate ways if that's the case on Sunday. Last year in the playoffs, the way we lost with Derrick Henry running roughshed on us all game, and it's looking like that Baltimore is going to try to do that same thing again. If that same thing happens, because our Rooney has been a proponent of stopping the run. That's why we drafted Derek Harmon in the first round, and we paid this defense as much money as we paid them. If we go out the way that we went out last year, I could see them coming to an agreement and going separate ways.
What do you think the future holds for Aaron Rodgers? Could you see him heading back to Pittsburgh? Obviously, I think a lot would have to do with Mike Tomlin's future. But if Mike Tomlin were to return, could you see Aaron Rodgers coming back for another year as the Steelers quarterback, especially given the fact that the quarterback class, you look at the free agent class, it's really weak. You look at the draft class, not particularly strong. The Steelers and Aaron Rodgers might look at each other as their best options for at least one more stopgap year.
I think the Steelers, no matter what, want Aaron Rodgers to come back. Do I think Aaron Rodgers wants to come back? Nobody ever knows what's on that man's mind. I think if we win a game, it might make him lean towards that. And obviously, Tomlin would need to be there. I mean, winning a playoff game. But, yeah, nobody ever knows what he's thinking. He is a unique personality and intellect. And so he came into this year saying that this could possibly be his last year, and he hasn't deviated or said anything otherwise to make you think that he would be coming back. So I think it's all based on if we get to the playoffs and have a long run. And even still, it might be his swan song if we do have a long run, and he might want to end on a high note. So it really could go either way.
Two-time Super Bowl champion offensive lineman with the Pittsburgh Steelers, Trey Essex, with us here on Westwood One Sports. Chris Mack in for Nick Costos today here on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. Before I let you run, Trey, I got to ask, you got to be fired up. You guys got an OC at Northwestern.
Oh, yeah.
Felt like things were trending in the right direction. A lot of steam picking up towards the end of the year. And you got a new building to move into, finally. And now you got yourselves an offensive wizard, even though it didn't look that way with the Raiders.
Chris, it's a great day to be a Wildcat. And I know one team's trash is another team's treasure. But we're only a year removed from Chip Kelly taking another Big Ten team to the national championship. He won a national championship calling plays for Will Howard. And so if we get that Chip Kelly, then we're winning right there. And I think Chip Kelly knows. And when you don't.
Oh, I think we lost Trey. Right? Is the excitement levels for the Chip Kelly hire as Northwestern offensive coordinator may have just completely tripped the connection. Hold on. I think we still got Trey on the line. Let's see if we can pull him back up. Trey, you still there?
Yep, I'm sorry. Yeah, can you hear me?
You're on the road. Your energy, I was telling people, your energy levels over Chip Kelly kind of tripped the line there for a second. It was just so much going on.
Yeah, I'm excited. And this is probably, and I'm not even lying, this is probably our biggest hire since, what, Eric Parsegian back in, like, the 30s, who went on. And he wasn't known like the Eric Parsegian that everybody knows that went to Michigan. He started at Northwestern. But this is a huge hire for Northwestern. Chip Kelly, I think, knows now
that he doesn't want to be a head coach. I don't even think he wants to be in the NFL anymore. I think he knows his place is as an OC in college. That's where he's had the most success. And Northwestern's definitely going to reap the benefits. I think we're going to get recruiting to pick up a lot. That new stadium, Chris, when I tell you that thing is going to be amazing, it is going to be off the chain. We already got a new complex on the lake. We had the makeshift field that Northwestern put a lot of money into while they're building the new stadium. And now it's opening up next year, and we got this OC. We're going to be the toast of the town for at least 2 weeks, hopefully, when the college season starts next year. And I'm excited. Wildcats are excited. I think this is the right direction. Coach Bron has done an amazing job considering what he had to come into with Coach Fitz and all that controversy 3 years ago. The job he's got plopped into his lap, and he's ran with it and done an amazing job with it. And now this is a big move for him, bringing in Chip Kelly. Things are going great for the Purple, man. I'm excited.
I'm excited for you, man. It would be great to have Northwestern get into the conversation at the top, or at least the second tier of the Big Ten, and maybe be that next Indiana. Who knows? Trey, thank you so much for the time, my friend. It was great catching up with you. Happy New Year, and we'll talk again soon.
Happy New Year, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Two-time Super Bowl champ Trey Essex joining us here to talk NFL and, of course, his Northwestern Wildcats. I was texting with Trey yesterday about the Chip Kelly move, and what you heard on the air just there, just a fraction of his level of excitement. He is fired up. He thinks Northwestern could take a huge jump with Chip Kelly as the offensive coordinator. As long as Geno Smith isn't the quarterback, I think they got a chance, or Kenny Pickett. And I don't think that's possible. What if guys with college eligibility could leave the NFL and go back to college football? Not only would John Calipari lose his mind, but that would be a wild scenario. Don't ask for it. Somebody will cook it up and find a way to make it happen. I did think that it was interesting that Trey, who played for Mike Tomlin, granted it was a little while ago, but he played for Mike Tomlin and still is intimately close with the Pittsburgh Steelers organization. When I asked him if a lost Sunday night could push Mike Tomlin towards making the decision to walk away from the Pittsburgh Steelers and go look for a fresh start elsewhere in a sort of mutual parting of ways, a conscious uncoupling, as it were, he said, no, that wouldn't surprise him at all, which is wild to think about, that a team who believes in consistency and steadiness and staying the course more than anything else could be considering a head coaching change, which is, again, only happened 3 times in the last 55 years, 56 years. That would be massive. But I still believe that it really is win or go home for both of those head coaches Sunday night, Mike Tomlin and John Harbaugh, not just in so much as, oh, yeah, their season is over, they got to go home, but in it may mean the end of a long line of what other fans in other NFL markets would look at as wild success, but these two fan bases in Pittsburgh and Baltimore look at as becoming stale and not meeting expectations over the last decade plus. Again, Ravens haven't been to a Super Bowl in 13 years, I believe it is. Steelers haven't been in 15 years. It's been a while. And so both of these coaches feel like they may be meeting an expiration date in their respective cities, and that Sunday night could go a long way to determining their future. Coming up next here on You Better You Bet, Chris Mack in for Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports, we have, I am convinced, arrived at a quarterback crisis in the NFL. You heard me ask Trey about this just a couple minutes ago. I'll let you hear what a Hall of Famer had to say about it the other night, because it's not getting better anytime soon. That's next here on Westwood One Sports.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.